Thank you. Okay, I call this Wednesday, June 9th, 2021, Planning and Zoning Commission meeting in order. I'm Chairman Jeff Olson, and I'll be presiding over this meeting tonight. May I have a roll call, please?
Yes, can everyone hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
All right, Perez?
Here.
Hyatt is absent. Markham?
Here.
Millen?
Yes.
Thank you. Olson?
Here.
Olson?
Here.
Okay. Vineyard is absent, and Williams?
Here.
All right, thank you.
All right. Are there any questions or amendments to the March 10th meeting minutes? None. Okay. Seeing as there are none, can I have a motion then, please, to approve the meeting minutes from the Wednesday, March 10th, 2021 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Markham?
Yes.
Millen?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
And Horace?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. There's no citizens here to ask about anything not on the agenda, so we will skip that. There are no public hearings tonight as well, so we will skip that. Christy, are you doing it, or is Jason doing on PZC 2021-04?
No, it'll be me.
Okay, go right ahead then, please.
All right, so basically the reason we're having this meeting, I'm gonna pull up my memo here. At the end of March, the Kendall County Comprehensive Land Plan and Ordinance Committee held a meeting. They invited representatives from Yorkville, Plano, Millbrook, to discuss what will be South El Domain Road. Currently it's West High Point Road, but there is funding to build a bridge south of the river and then come on down through and connect to 71. So the committee was reached out to us to see what our future land use projections are there. The county themselves are also considering changing some of their plans, so they wanted to just have a basic meeting to say, hey, this is what we have, should we change it, do you want to change it? So at that meeting, you know, we explained the boundary actually of South El Domain Road. The west side is actually Plano's. We have a boundary agreement. The west side is Plano's planning area. The east side is Yorkville's planning area. So we kind of just discussed, at the moment it's all estate residential. Hoover, the forest reserve, is also kind of right in that area too. So the county asked us, you know, they actually have, and I believe there's a second map, a comparison map in your attachments, which kind of shows Kendall County has mixed use business on the west side, north of 71. That's pretty similar to their B5, B6 zoning and their M1 zoning. So it's really for light industrial users, business parks, industrial parks, things like that. The northern portion, though, they have is rural residential. So they are, the committee is talking about possibly updating their plan to color that all mixed-use business and expand, since this road will be kind of a new arterial. They want to promote that type of use in this area to service that road. If you look on our plan, like I said, it's a state residential. So they asked us, would you have any interest in turning that into some sort of business or an industrial future land use as opposed to the state conservation residential? Pretty much took these comments and wanted to bring them to elected officials and the committee here. We took it to EDC. We talked a little bit about it. They decided to talk about it more in city council, which was last night. We're really just garnering and getting feedback from our political bodies, just to search and look for things just to take back to the county.
What did they have to say last night, the aldermen?
So the aldermen were positive on, yes, we should look in changing this. There were a few comments about the rural residential in Kendall counties and being up by that forest preserve should probably stay residential. They like to see that stay residential, or at least be considered that way, since it's next to the forest. It's sandwiched in between two forest preserves.
We don't.
Mixed use business there is not too important, but the other comment was, yes, we're interested in looking this over to align our plans together. But real quick, I just wanted to go over, and this is what we went over in EDC, just some considerations to be made.
Jason, before we go into the considerations, can I just add, the city council's direction was not, yes, we should go and change our plan. It was, the city will continue to, you know, go to this committee that the Kendall County has put together to provide additional feedback and get more information. So that it was non-committal on the city's part on how we would move forward. We just are gathering comments. So it wasn't that, yes, right now we should change our plan. It was, you know, get more information, go back to the committee and kind of and present some of the comments that were provided.
Okay.
And then if there's additional feedback, then continue to bring it back. So it was to keep us engaged, to put the committee, but no commitments of changing our plan.
Okay.
Yes, I apologize. That is definitely what they said. We're just like tonight, we're just gonna gather any comments you had, and it's just a way to take back saying, hey, we reached out to our elected officials and this is what they said. So Christy's right, there's no commitment being made, just showing interest. Some of the considerations, I just want to go over real quick. Some of the main ones. The scope of the plan was 10 years, and we've gone over this before as we amended the plan last year with some of our projects. When new things come up, you know, it's hard for a you know, paper plan to project things like this, such as funding for this arterial road that we didn't see coming. But our plan was passed in 2016. We're halfway through its horizon, so it's 2021. But probably in the next few years, by 2023, 2024, we'll be starting to reevaluate and update the plan for the next 10 years so we can pass it in 2026. So the fact that the road is funded, it's not yet built yet, it might be more prudent to wait till that plan comes around to look at the development patterns and the demand in that area before we do this right now. There's also Metro Rail, which is conducting their study on where they would project a future train station to be, commuter train station. At the moment, there's two spots, one on 47 and one on El Domain itself. So that could change the type of land uses in that southern area. Which also needs to be considered, while mixed-use business may be what the county wants and we want, but we should look at, from a planning standpoint, we should be looking at what's likely to be there. What is actually going to be in demand there? And finally, it's also a guide for development. And I think we've all seen that future land uses that come in, if a big industrial user came in that area and it all set a state conservation, but now there's this new road and they wanted to be there and they want to come into the city for utilities, which they would have to since there are no utilities in the area, the future land use can be changed in the future. It's a guiding document. There are certain things that change over time that just changing the map doesn't necessarily mean were deterring people from coming and developing in the area. Like Christy said, we're just looking for comments from you guys to take back to the next meeting to say these were the comments from the city officials.
So I know in the past we've downvoted requests before because they did not fit in our comprehensive plan. So is this also looking forward to make sure we're on board with what could potentially go up there, or at least have input so we're part of the process? That's part of this, correct?
So we would always have input, because most likely the development that happens there is going to annex either into the city or into Plano.
Okay.
Some may stay within the county, but typically you would not see commercial or mixed use commercial happening without public utilities. So it would be in the city. What I think the county is doing is the county is positioning and would like to, and I can't speak for the county, we do have Matt Hasselmeyer here from the county, but they're strategically trying to align all the communities in that area with a common vision of how El Domingo South would develop, so that any potential developer, whether they land on Yorkville side or Plano side, we would have an expectation of what that land use would be, which makes sense. The only issue that staff has with this process is our comprehensive plan went through a public hearing process, and we also engaged the property owners in that area on how they envision the development of the community.
What did they say?
With this process so far, it is not clear if the property owners in that area have been engaged as stakeholders in the decision, and staff hesitates to change our land use map without having that information and public input provided.
I don't think anything's going to change, really. I think it's good to think ahead. The last big bridge we had built in the area was the Orchard Road Bridge over the Fox River, and nothing changed. The quarry's still there, no new subdivision popped up. I can't think of any mixed use that sprung up there, unless you attribute the stuff north of 34 as maybe being tied on Orchard Road, tied to the bridge being there. I don't know why you would want to build brand new estate homes directly adjacent to the bridge. Wherever those roads pop up, if you got a bridge, you eventually get business.
Yeah, I was kind of looking at things the same way. Are there plans for that to become some sort of major arterial? I mean, I notice it's a huge road up towards the north, but it doesn't seem to really go anywhere.
Well, it's the same footprint as the, what was the name of the road that was?
Prairie.
The Prairie Parkway, Danny. It was supposed to tie 88 to 80. It's literally the same path it was going to take. So it had grand visions. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, it's not exactly the same. It's a little bit shifted to the east. But the plans for that to be, Prairie Parkway was intended to be a limited access roadway, and this would be constructed more as having multiple access points. It's supposed to take truck traffic out of downtown Yorkville and divert it into less congested areas. And as Christy had said earlier, both of those statements are accurate. The county has not engaged with the property owners yet, and the county is trying to have the plans at the minimum not conflict with each other. Ideally, you'd like everything to flow together, but just so that everybody's on the same page as to what could go there. And the only thing I would add to that is that Plano's future land use map calls for that area, which is in their territory, extraterritorial jurisdiction, to be a state residential. Millbrook doesn't really provide any services, but where they, with the land that's in their mile and a half area, they call it to be business park office and commercial with industrial, which they have that planned along the Prairie Parkway. And their area is more down where High Point meets 71. So there is, I guess the county's concern would be if something that was a little bit more industrial did go there, hypothetically, and there was the state residential either across the street or nearby, and a potential conflict roads. But as has been said earlier, the chances of something like that going there without utilities is pretty small.
I would also want to not be restricted. I always pictured that as nice, beautiful estates. That's what's out there, nice, beautiful farms. I also don't want to be restrictive either. We learned our lesson with the Menards Distribution Center being on the west side of El Domain versus the east side of El Domain, how that bites you in the long run 20 years ago, 30 years ago, whatever that was. That's interesting.
There's also the opportunity that this area may develop with residential, but it might be higher density residential, which is not necessarily opposed to being adjacent to a more intense land use. So, I mean, there are a lot of probabilities and processes that the city can evaluate. I just think it would be better suited to get more information from the actual, stakeholders in that area before we start coloring a map and changing whatever plans that they had in mind.
So what were you thinking for the next comprehensive plan? How did you want to address that?
So for the next comprehensive plan, there's a lot of things to consider. As Jason mentioned, Metro. So Metro is a regional land use. So it wouldn't just be what Yorkville would be bringing to the table. It would be Plano would have a stop as well. And you would need to support that land use with businesses, but you would also, if you're bringing people more out to the community, you need to provide housing for them. And we're already seeing a housing boom of single family, but we also need to provide a variety of types of housing for people in different stages in their life. So I think our next comprehensive plan may focus on that middle housing that is not available in the area. That may be an ideal location depending on where Metro lands. Also, El Domain Extension, possible more industrial users on the northern part, which we already changed our agreement or our land use map to accommodate what's happening with the county, how they envision the development. So there's a lot of components. And then the expansion of YBSD, we have to make sure we're coloring these maps to provide land uses that we can support those land uses with infrastructure. And right now, the sanitary district cannot support an additional heavy industrial user,
tenant.
Especially if they're using a lot of water.
Okay. What does anybody
else? I think I said there. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. And this will be quick. I think it was touched on too, because I just wanted to comment on what Christy was just saying. There isn't really anyone else around to service if it was an industrial park in the way of utilities. Is there most likely end up falling on Yorkville, correct?
Yes, and that's something that we need to, as a community, consider as well. If we are coloring in these areas and we do see these areas as desirable, as we talk with the county and our counterparts on the other side, we need to start making strategic plans to extend utilities there. I'm aware that Plano is doing that on the northern end of El Domain, and we actually lost a potential, industrial user to Plano because they already have those applications and grants into the state. So now on our end, the capital improvement plan, we need to start preparing that, not just on, land use maps, but also utilities in that area. So that's something the city is working on as well.
That waste transfer station being on the west side of El Domain stinks too. I'm assuming they got their utilities from the city.
The transfer, Plano has those utilities over there,
The
transfer station. So
okay.
They're the only ones that have water in that area. We don't.
So. What other thoughts we got? What are you thinking, Don?
I'm a big fan of things getting developed and bringing in business, bringing in rooftops. But I can see where the utilities of the water and the sewage would be a problem. But it's all conjecture anyway, right? As it says in the memo, there's nothing codified on this. This is just a plan. And so plan big and big things may happen. So.
We could tie some direction to this to say that, you know, since we are meeting as, you know, multiple municipalities in the area, that if we are looking for industrial in the area, then maybe we make a commitment as, you know, partnering municipalities, kind of like Plainfield and Joliet did to bring in Costco, must cost share on extending utilities or
did they
some
do that?
Type
I didn't
of
know that.
Cooperation through our bodies, maybe incentive packages or something to then induce that type of use there than just coloring a map.
It all sounds logical to me. I mean, everybody's input here. It's hard to make, you know, any kind of recommendation from my standpoint right now.
None of it's real yet. Did deconstruction, did they get a contract to extend the road past the bridge? Matt, I'm sorry.
No, the if you've been out there lately, the construction, they are making the improvements now at High Point. And I drove out there today, and there was dirt being moved on the southern approach, south of the river,
okay,
for the bridge. So they are working on that aspect.
Okay.
Could I ask for a quick piece of clarification? I'm looking at the two maps. It's the last page of the documents that were sent out. The Yorkville future land use and the Kendall County future land use. On the Yorkville map, in the legend, it says the county requests general industrial, and then it colors in the area that's to the east of the boundary line. Is that what the county was suggesting we switch that over to? Was all of that would be general industrial going forward? If, you know, we were going with the county's recommendation, or am I just reading that wrong?
No, our general, so the comment at the meeting was mixed use business and our future land use, which is titled general industrial, share the most, because obviously they share the most common qualities of type of development. We don't have mixed use business future land use. We have commercial and we have industrial. You know, we have a couple different commercials and an industrial. This one would most align with the county's mixed use business. It's just titled differently.
Got it. Okay, that makes more sense. Thank you.
Yep.
It's probably more likely that estate homes on well and septic pop up there in the next 20 years than mixed use with public utilities coming down Fox Road or something, I would imagine.
Right.
Or do you disagree, Christy?
You really can't tell. It all takes but one big major user in the area, and it can change, you know, how it develops in that area. I think, I know there are some landowners in the area that have spoken with potential developers, particularly north of the North El Domain. So if we can get some feedback on who's approaching, you know, these landowners, if they're being approached, you know, then we can probably get some direction on who's interested, who's landing in that area. It all depends. I think we need to do more of a market analysis, which is what the comprehensive plan provided us with, than hopes and wishes, unless we have something to back it up, which is like an intergovernmental agreement, agreeing to a package of incentives or, you know, agreements for utility sharing, which I don't know if that would happen. But we also need to get the school districts involved, because school district boundaries stretch over municipal boundaries, and those are the biggest tax, you know, bracket that people are paying to, and we have to get their buy-in if, you know, they're going to lose what they thought would be residential, getting residential taxes to commercial. And if we're incentivizing, maybe not getting as much.
When you do the next comprehensive plan, do you ask them to focus? Do they do those own analyses to see if certain areas?
You have to request that, and we did that in our comprehensive plan. We asked for market analysis as well as corridor analysis?
On spot local areas, or in general, do they do it all?
You can position the request for proposal any way you can focus on a particular area. So maybe we can just do a mid amendment that focuses only on this corridor, and get some feedback from there as well.
Yeah, it's likely, we'll get another consultant. We will not do a comprehensive plan in-house. It's too large of a project. You can ask them, hey, we have, just like the 2016, we were talking about a grocery store in the south side of town. There's a specific section going looking for that issue. So when we come up to the next one, it can be Elder Main Road where a bridge was built, and we want to look at this area a little bit more, this corridor, and Metra decided this is where we should have this. Let's focus on that. So like Chrissy said, you can ask, and during their process of gathering existing conditions, they will find out these issues, they will find the things that are going to matter to focus on as well.
Okay, so what answers to questions are you looking from us, if anything?
I was just looking, for the most part, we're just looking for any comments of, I don't think we should do this now, or hey, I'm open to, thinking about it. It's just kind of like the city council, or if you had a very specific, I don't want this, or I do, want to go this route. If you don't have any hard, solid opinions about it, we can just keep talking.
It's a shame that the bridge has to go up right between Hoover and Silver Springs, but oh well, that's progress. It's better to have the traffic go outside of Yorkville, so maybe we can hear yourselves think when you're downtown. So I'm all for it.
Yeah, I'm fine with what we have currently, and I'm okay with us waiting to do another comprehensive plan if that was a better course of action. One other thing I just thought of is, has the Metro given any indication as to if they have a preference for where they want that station? I'm assuming no, but I just have to ask.
No, they have. So the preference is at 47 near the...
I know exactly where you're
talking about. Wrigley Plant, yeah.
Yep.
North
of the Wrigley Plant, yeah.
Because I'm thinking that would kind of dictate as well a good amount of what would be happening on El Domain if that is being moved over there instead.
Potentially, but if Yorkville is the end of the station, possibly, but if Plano is the end, the terminus, Plano's location may dictate different land uses near El Domain. So.
Got it. Thank you.
Do you think there's a strong chance that Metra line actually goes in? I'm a little suspect.
It's a long-term plan at the moment. I will say, I didn't think the El Domain Bridge was ever going to happen while I was working here, and here we are. It's a long-term plan. It's lots of money, but things do happen and develop, and Metro's full.
Yeah, and with the pandemic, we've seen a rise in our building permit activity in Yorkville. So there seems to continue to be an exodus west, so you never know.
Yeah.
And Metro seems to be continuously doing more and more projects. Even before the pandemic, I know the utility work that was going around the Metro and their additions in Geneva was still going on well into 2021. So I don't think their budget suffered terribly.
Well, their ridership is down, but they're having a hard time maintaining the active facilities that they have. I know this firsthand because we're involved in them. I just didn't think it was in the budget to add on more. Well, what am I saying? To add on more track, more facilities, et cetera, et cetera. Interesting.
You never know, a $1 trillion infrastructure plan can come in and
True.
Start divvying out money. So,
True.
Yeah.
Or $4 trillion.
So, unless anybody has other comments, we can keep our dialogue open. Like I said, there's no firm commitments being made here. I believe, and I'd have to ask Matt, I'm not sure if there will be a June meeting, but maybe July.
normally meets the fourth Wednesday of the month, which is the 23rd of June. So it's too early to know whether or not they're going to have an agenda yet.
Okay. But I'm going to put my comments together and get it to the count, get it to you, Matt, and we'll discuss then. So unless anybody else has any other concrete things they'd like to, for staff to take forward.
Can we just make a note about reaching out to those homeowners in the area when it comes mm-hmm. to putting together a comprehensive plan?
Yep.
There was an article in the paper, the Kendall County Record, about the homeowners last week. How they felt like nobody had reached out to them. And they were going to attend meetings. I'm kind of surprised that nobody was public showed up for our meetings. But maybe because we don't know that much. We're just starting to get involved in this situation.
Lynn, I apologize. I didn't see my phone go off. I'm sorry.
I was texting all of you. Nobody let me in.
Oh,
you missed me because I wasn't here for so long.
I have blinders on, paying attention to what Jason and Christy are saying. My bad. I'm sorry.
No problem. Lynn, you were at City Council last night. So. Yeah, I was. My picture. I was everywhere last night.
Well, Lynn shows up, and I don't think we have anything else to add. Sorry.
I wanted to know what you guys were thinking about this area.
Maybe we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know, I guess. The only
The Economic Development Council have a say on it.
I don't know. I've been on a special assignment for 4.5 months, so I'm out of the loop. That's what one of the things you guys were going to talk about. So
the only thing we said was it's a shame that, well, at least I said, that it's a shame that the bridge is going right in between Hoover and Silver Springs, as those are estate homes or estate home areas. But, you know, progress is progress. If they're going to put a bridge there and they're going to extend the road and improve the road, we certainly don't want to get in the way of whatever is going to go up that corridor, whether it's mixed-use business or multifamily homes or God knows what, either in support of Metra, like Christy was saying, or who knows.
Infrastructure.
Yeah.
It's partnering with the Plano.
What do you want to see there, Lynn?
I don't know. I haven't given it a lot of thought, but there's potential for lots of different things. It would all depend upon what the mines are they going to be good? I really haven't given it that much deep thought at this point. So that's why I wanted to listen to it today, because I know it's going to start to become a topic for sure.
Mm-hmm. I want to add something. At least with two forest preserves by the bridge, I mean, one thing that could be good is you don't see the industrial adjacent to those forest preserves. So on the conservation side, there's, you know, less likelihood of pollution on the river and so forth. But we definitely need industrial, but then we keep that more north and south of that bridge. So there's some advantage to that too. That makes sense.
Yes.
That was a comment that came up last night as well. So mm-hmm. whatever goes there has to be cognizant and compatible with the natural environment that's adjacent to it, which are the parks and the forest preserve.
Yeah, I think the industrial will be more north on El Domain, you know, but it will be a connector, that's for sure. A connector will have people driving that way, staying off of 47, perhaps, you know.
I would think in no instance would I want industrial, business, whatever, directly adjacent to the river.
Oh, no, no.
Right?
I mean, north on.
No, different idea. I was just thinking, no, for the comprehensive plan, though, I would, the next version of it, I would never want anything other than some sort of residential right on the river, whether that's like the giant Shodine buildings that are going up in Oswego or estate homes or something, just not a Costco facility right next to the river. What else?
All right.
Christy, you got anything else?
No, not for this agenda.
Any, I guess I don't have to close.
It's not a vote, vote or anything.
It's not a vote, there's
just
no
open discussion.
Should we vote that Christy and Jason did a good job?
Jason.
Here, here.
All right, and there's no additional business, right? You guys don't have anything else you want to talk about? All right, and seeing as there's nothing further on the agenda tonight, we have a motion to adjourn.
Yep, so moved.
All those in favor say yes.
Yay.
Yes, all those opposed say no. Meeting adjourned at 7:37.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Good evening, everyone. Have a great night.
See ya.
I got a story if anybody wants to stick around for it.
All right.
All right. Yeah. So where they're talking about putting that new Metra facility, somebody with a lot more city history is going to have to correct me on this. But as I recall, and maybe Phil Young can help with this too, that the old train station used to be in that like exact same area, maybe just to the east of where Wrigley was, the train station that's long been gone and demolished. Lynn's shaking her head. Yes, I think it's the same spot. So this is the
Bristol Station.
That's right. And in my subdivision, Whispering Meadows, the street I live on is called McMurtry Way, and McMurtry is the last name of John McMurtry, who was a signalman on that from that Bristol Station, who died in a train accident going towards Oswego one day. Yes. If you ever wondered where the weird street names of town come from, that's where it came from. Okay, that's it. Have a good day. I'll see you guys later.
I'm sure no McMurtry.
Thanks.